outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, a British volunteer who's built hundreds of drones of the kind used to destroy 40 Russian bombers says the attack is a turning point in the war. Ukraine claims to have used smuggled drones to launch a series of strikes on military bases across Russia. Richard Woodruff claims his frontline kit destroyed millions of pounds of Russian equipment.
They now understand they cannot leave their planes out in the open, and now they're going to be scuttling around trying to figure out how to protect their whole remaining fleet, the 60% that they have left.
Peace talks in Istanbul between Ukraine and Russia broke up in an hour with another prisoner swap agreed. Ukrainian Defence Minister Rustam Umerov says it's up to Moscow to make the next move.
We propose to Russian side to hold a meeting by the end of this month. We've been telling Russia for a very long time this war must end, and the whole world supports us in that.
The Prime Minister has promised to build an army that is 10 times more lethal by 2035. The government is unveiling its strategic defence review, which aims to protect the UK from growing global threats. A fourth man has been arrested over a series of fires linked to the Prime Minister in North London. The 48-year-old man was arrested earlier today at Stansted Airport and taken to a police station in London. Three other men have previously been charged over the fires. The Earl of Grantham has appeared to kiss his country estate goodbye in the trailer for Downton Abbey, the grand finale. The teaser opens with a trip to the races.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 1930.
It goes on to say it's almost time to bid farewell as the cast appear to leave the estate. We have to wait until September to find out the whole story. In the city, the FTSE 100 has closed up 2 points at 87.74. The pound buys $1.36 and €1.18. And the weather, rain moving east tonight. Some of it will be heavy. Winds will strengthen with coastal gales in the west, a low of 8. Tomorrow, we'll see rain in England. That will clear by the evening. It's going to be windy, a high of 20. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Good afternoon. Just gone 5 o'clock, Monday afternoon. Margarita Taylor with you on Classic FM. Deflate a Mouse on the way from Johann Strauss the Younger. But first, the waltz of the flowers.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with Boccherini's String Quintet in E. They played the minuet. And before we heard from Tchaikovsky and the Nutcracker, the Waltz of the Flowers, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Simon Rattle conducting for us. It's Margarita Taylor with you on this Monday afternoon. Tim mentioning in the news headlines at 5 about the new Downton Abbey film, which is due for release in September. I was lucky enough to see the trailer over the weekend when I went to see the film The Salt Path. I don't know if you've read the book The Salt Path, but the film was absolutely beautiful. Definitely made me want to pull on my walking boots and head out for a bit of an adventure. If you are heading home soon for an adventure this Monday night, then for you, Johann Strauss, the young girl with the Fledermaus. Here's the overture. Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, Daniel Barenboim conducting the Johann Strauss the Younger's Overture from Die Fledermaus. Hadja Reinet getting in touch from Malvern, enjoying the music this afternoon. And also, she said, the Salt Path at the weekend. She went to see the film too. And hi to Yasser, who took his family to the park over the weekends. Classic FM, he said, the soundtrack to a great day out. Well, hopefully, Monday proving just as good as we continue with wonderful music for you. In a moment, we'll hear from Mozart, the Horn Concerto number 3 on the way. But first, from Joseph Haydn, the Violin Concerto in A. Joseph Haydn's Violin Concerto in A, the finale played by Giuliano Carmignola and the orchestra of the Champs-Élysées. Now, you still have time to get your votes in for this year's Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year. The award's back for 2025 with £20,000 of musical instruments to be won for schools, colleges, students across the UK. It's all thanks to Viking, and you can nominate your chosen teacher, the one you'd love to celebrate at classicfm.com. Coming up next, perhaps a piece you've studied if you've been taking music exams at this moment in time. It comes from the composer Michael Nyman, a piece that is beautifully haunting and evocative, just gorgeous. The Heart Asks Pleasure First, from the score to the piano, on the way after Tim brings us all the latest on the traffic and travel for the journey home this Monday. It's next.
Classic FM.
Kickstart your summer in style at the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. Join us at your local showroom from the 6th to the 9th of June. Order your new car during the event to unlock our exclusive in-store offers, including a £750 saving. Plus, get your first two services for free. Search the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event to find your local showroom today. T's and C's apply. Selected stock subject to availability, covering 1A and 1B service. Mileage intervals apply.
Classic FM travel.
In Surrey, one lane is closed on the M3 southbound between the M25 and Junction 3 for Lightwater as there's an accident causing delays. In Hertfordshire, the A1M stays closed northbound from the M25 to Junction 3 for St Albans after a lorry fire earlier. The southbound side has reopened. In Berkshire, there are delays on the eastbound M4 from Junction 5 for Langley to Junction 4B for the M25. There's an accident on the slip road. In Cheshire, one lane is closed on the M62 eastbound from Junction 11 at Birchwood to Junction 12 from the M60. A car has broken down. Turning to the trains, due to an investigation, there are delays and cancellations on London North Eastern Railway, Cross Country and Transpennine Express. No trains are moving on Transpennine between Darlington and Newcastle.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Mozart, the Horn Concerto No. 3, Roger Montgomery and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment with that finale. And just before, from Michael Nyman, the score to the piano, The Heart Asks Pleasure First, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Paul Bateman. And if you love the film favourites, remember we now have a new sister station for you to explore, Classic FM Movies, 24 hours a day. Movie music from the silver screen celebrated. All your favourites there. You can find out more on the free app Global Player or head to classicfm.com for all the details. Now, playing for us next, Julia Fischer with Brooks Violin Concerto, one of the most loved works from the current Classic FM Hall of Fame. But before that, the man who always makes sure that there's, well, a fabulous start to your morning.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Polls, tax rises, the EU, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, making those early starts and busy mornings so much brighter.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Shepherd Girls Dance by Hugo Alven on Classic FM, the Norwegian Radio Orchestra, conducted by Ari Razalainen. Now, in a moment, I've got Spring Song for you from Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words. But first, with Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1, it's the brilliant Randall Gooseby here with the finale alongside the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Sophie Puccini with Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words in A. Before Julia Fischer, the Tonhalle Orchestra Zurich, and David Zinman conducting for Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1, bringing you the finale there on Classic FM. Now to a composer who crafted 49 operas, but this next piece, perhaps his most loved. In fact, he did write to one critic to say, "I agree with you that of all my compositions, it is the only acceptable one." We hear from Gluck the Overture to Orfeo and Euridice.
Thank you.
It was Virtuosi di Roma on Classic FM with Gluck's Overture from Orfeo and Euridice on Classic FM. We hear from Carl Jenkins next after the news headlines at 6. The sound of Adeyemus on the way. And then from Respighi, The Birds, the prelude to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently.
Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on. Oh,
thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Oh, we're gonna miss you.
The longest serving driver in Jane's Bus Store Company has reached his destination and is about to retire. To ensure the wheels keep turning, she needs to hire.
Well, don't be a stranger.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform can help you match with quality candidates immediately. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehall's a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, John Healey has revealed the Strategic Defence Review, saying we must respond to changing threats. It includes extra attack submarines, £15 billion on nuclear warheads and thousands of new long-range weapons. The Defence Secretary says the country has to be ready for war.
We need stronger deterrence to avoid the huge costs, human and economic, that wars create. And we prevent wars by being strong enough to fight and win them. And that is what has made NATO the most successful defence alliance in history.
Earlier, the former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, who now sits as an independent, questioned the increase in nuclear capability.
How is the world made more safer by the ability to destroy it more times over than exists at the present time? Where is the strategy for nuclear disarmament? Where is the strategy for peace?
Ukraine and Russia have agreed another prisoner swap during their latest round of peace talks in Turkey, but there was no concrete deal on a permanent end to the fighting more than 3 years after the conflict began. Fresh searches are going to be carried out by police in Portugal investigating the Madeleine McCann case. It will focus on an area of the holiday resort where she was last seen in 2007. Our reporter Helen Hodinot has more.
The Met has said they won't be present at this week's search, but they say they're ready to support their international colleagues where necessary. In April, ministers approved more than £100,000 in additional funding for Scotland Yard detectives investigating